Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
I went hiking. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Well, it's that time of year when you know there's only a handful of weeks left in the school year, and you've got to decide, what am I going to do with the kids all summer long? So, for this week's Parent Tip with Susie Cerrone, we turn to Susie and we ask the question, Susie, will you take care of my 12-year-old all summer long?
Well, let's see, Ed. I'm going to be flying solo this summer. My daughter got a job. She will be a junior counselor at her camp, which is about almost 100 miles away from where we live. She's attended the camp probably the last 5 years or so. The last 2 years, she took the camp training, which, of course, the parents still have to pay for. But this is my first year, Ed. I don't have to pay for anything. She's getting a whopping $24 a day as a junior camp counselor, working 6 days a week.
Wow.
Responsible for her own laundry for 7 weeks this summer. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, Ed. Hang in there.
See, this is what I like when I bring Susie in, because I get a preview as to what I'm going to be dealing with, because my son is about 5 years younger than Susie's daughter. So I get kind of a preview as to what's going to happen. In my situation, it's a matter of what do we do with him? He is an only child. I work. My wife works. We work long hours each day. We have a church daycare where he goes, and the nice thing about it is he doesn't have to go every single day. We can pick and choose the days. He's home for an hour by himself Mondays and Fridays, but Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, he either has to be there, and it's very expensive. He has to go to work with me, or he has to go to work with my wife. So it can get really expensive, too. Plus, the other thing with all of these camps, and I don't know if this is the situation where your daughter is going to work this summer, they end in the middle of August, when you still have 2 or 3 weeks of summer vacation left. I can never understand, why do the camps end before the summer ends?
Yeah, we have that dilemma too. Even when my daughter was younger and went to the town day camp, it always ended by the second week of August. And that's when her sleepaway camp ends, is the second week of August. You know, I never went to sleepaway camp. I never went to day camp. So this was all new and foreign to me. But what things you might want to look out for is my daughter's camp. She went there for a week. And I would suggest looking at a camp maybe. Now, she goes to a Y camp, so it's not really that expensive. It's about $700 a week out the door. But in my experience, they have different levels. So if you can't afford that, maybe you can pay a little bit less.
What we try to do is we try to actually save some of our vacation time. And what my wife always does is she gets, I think it's, well, now she gets 3 weeks a year. She always saves at least one of those weeks for that last week of August or that first week of September, depending upon how far into September the school year is going to start. And then I try to save a couple of days here and there so we can try to fill the voids. But for someone that cannot afford sleepaway camp, or if the sleepaway camp doesn't even exist for them in their town or wherever they live, it can be a very difficult situation. Most people have 10 weeks of summer vacation, but what do you do with these kids? And even the camps, they tend to end at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, mom and dad may not get off the train until 6:30, get home at 7 o'clock. There is an opportunity for somebody to come in there and to create a camp even for the last half of August, for the last half of the day, and they would make tons of money.
Well, you know what, Ed? I have two ideas on that. The first one is, I know when my daughter went to the town day camp, it was a lot of teenagers, a lot of college students. Of course, they're all vetted by the town. I would pull one of them aside that my daughter would get along with and say, hey, you know, can Mia go home with you for 2 or 3 hours? Give them $20 a day. You'd be surprised. Also, I would ask around to the circle of friends, you know, ask the moms, you know, do you know somebody that's looking to make some extra money babysitting? An extra $25 a day couldn't hurt. And I know that's a lot cheaper than a lot of the other alternatives out there for working parents like us.
And it's also a good idea if you're in a situation like us where you save up vacation days. What if you can't? And what if you only have 1 or 2 vacation days for that last week of August? Here's sort of an offshoot from what your idea is. See if any other moms or dads have just a couple of vacation days, and then share the responsibility. If you'll take 3 or 4 kids one day and do that between 3 or 4 parents, you might be able to bridge the gap.
I think that's a great idea. If you don't have a job where you can occasionally, maybe once a week, bring your older child in the summer, I think that's a great idea. Get with the parents and say, hey, you know what? We've got an issue the last 2 weeks of August. Are you going to be around? Do you think you could watch my child for a day or two? We'll watch your child, you know, for a weekend or for a weekend day, or, you know, help each other out. That's how we have to do it.
As always, always a pleasure to have Susie in the studio. You're always so helpful.
Thanks, Ed. I try. You know, it really does sound corny, but it really does take a village. We have to help each other and teach our kids. So that's two birds with one stone. I know it can be very expensive depending on where you live. And I know a lot of these programs through churches and such, you know, it's only 9 to 12. That doesn't help a lot of parents. So let's help each other out.
And that is the case, so it never is easy. But you know what, folks? When you're a parent, it's not supposed to be easy. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about a cheap trick that will stop criminal behavior in its tracks? Here's the science and human behavior of it. The next time you visit a train station, sporting event, or anywhere people congregate, you might see a sign that says, "Look out for pickpockets." Sounds like a nice public service announcement, but you know what? The police didn't put up the sign. The pickpocket thieves did. Why? To trick you with a knee-jerk reflex. When you see a sign which says, "Look out for pickpockets," you instinctively grab your wallet. The pickpocket is watching, and now they know where your cash is stashed.
You've been hit by, you've been struck.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Thieves know human behavior. Leave your valuables at home. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Let me quote. It is the number of hours and the age at which they start which produces the biological effects. Dr. Eric Sigmund. Dr. Sigmund, a British psychologist, analyzed 35 different scientific studies, many American, that were carried out on the effects of television on the viewer. His report, published in the respected Biologist magazine, claims the problem with TV lies in the time we spend in front of it. For example, watching TV now takes up more time than any other single activity except work and sleep. By age 75, the average person will have spent more than 12 years of life watching TV. The report claims rapid editing techniques limit attention spans while stimulating the brain to reward itself with the feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine for being able to cope with an onslaught of endless screen activity. No wonder I feel so good.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.